Good evening, Audioboo. The second time this evening. You may well, actually, you probably won't have done, but you may well have just listened to my very long boo on walking from deepest, darkest Westminster over to Waterloo. Very nice walk up past the Palace of Westminster and Whitehall and Trafalgar Square and Charing Cross, Hungerford Bridge, South Bank Centre. All lovely, and several buskers along the way, and you might want to listen to it, but it is quite long, I warn you. And I've literally just got in, and I am just taking off my tie, and I've just taken off my jacket, and this is probably too much information, but it seems appropriate for this conversation, which is on the subject of people disclosing everything about themselves, or at least the juicy bits, in public. And I have to say, I had to laugh to myself a little bit because I was listening to Claire Randall's boo on this, which I think is very sensible. Her point being that if you have a conversation in public, then you can't reasonably expect it to be private, you know, to be kept private. You've got people all around you who could be listening or recording or whatever it happens to be, and that you should accept that that a private conversation held in public isn't really very private. And the reason why this made me maybe laugh a little bit was because just before that, just before listening to this boo, I had been sitting on a train from Waterloo to Richmond, listening to somebody ordering an Indian meal, including giving out her credit card details over the phone, including the full number, the expiry date, and the card security number. And just to make sure that everybody sitting around her got the message, she then repeated all the details for us. It was very generous of her. And this reminded me of a story that I heard some time back. It may be an urban myth, it may be real, I don't know. And I can't remember exactly where I heard it, so, you know, treat it with a fairly large dose of salt. But the it was a story that somebody was on a train listening to somebody much like I was, except they noted down the details that the person was giving out, including her telephone number, and then sent her a text message with her full credit card details in it, at which point she screamed. I'd love to do that, but my memory for numbers isn't good enough. That's the texting, not the screaming, just in case you were wondering. I prefer not to scream on a train, really. Hello, Vance. Ooh, you're wet. Where you been? Where have you been? God, I don't know. These dogs, you leave them for a moment and they're drenched. Stop it. Apparently I have a low battery. Let me just deal with that. Hang on, you. I'll be there in a second. Let me get rid of this. Okay, right, okay. I have dismissed that. Yeah, and it this also reminded me of another story I heard. This time, it's probably a little bit more reliable source. I'm not going to say where the source was, but it is a more trusted source of somebody who was on a... Excuse me, you. Do you have to rub your nose up and down the inside of my leg, Vance? Sit, please. Sit. Just because you're soggy doesn't mean you've got to make me soggy, does it, Houndy? No. No, it doesn't. No. 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 Oh, dogs. Dogs. He's now burying his head in the towel that I was getting ready to wipe his paws with. He's now buried in the towel. You silly dog.
You right. Deep breath. Vance, could you upset for me? Please. Just wait there. I know, it's all very funny.
This story was, the person in question was on a train again, this time coming a longer distance train out of London, and was listening to somebody that they knew, actually, distantly. Listening to them in the carriage, they were some way down the carriage, upstand Vance, talking about their day, that they'd been, I think it was on some kind of like work experience or something like that, and they were talking about a court case, and saying how it was very important that nobody spoke about this outside, that it was very, you know, private information, whatever, and there she was telling a whole train carriage the inside and out of this case. I think it was a case in the family courts as well, so really, really something that you wouldn't want to be talking about in public. It's just astonishing, really. You know, I'm sure we've all had moments where we've slightly forgotten, or where we've had to have a brief conversation that you wouldn't want to have normally. I had to, on the way into work this morning, I had to call somebody at work, and I didn't divulge anything, but I would have preferred not to have had that conversation in public. Vance, come here, please. Hello. Now comes the fun bit, where I rub him dry. Rub him dry, yes. 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 You like being rubbed dry now, don't you? You never used to like it, but yeah. And it means I can put this big towel round you, doesn't it? Yes. Yes. It's almost like he's going to do a forward roll. He's putting his head down. And excuse me. Don't you kick me. I'll kick you back if you kick me. I won't, just for the record. Just teasing. Yes. You are a big baby. You are. He's rolling on his back now with his legs in the air. You are ridiculous, Vance. Ridiculous. And funny, though. What? 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 Rude to you too. What does that mean then? Oh, he's thirsty. He has just pushed his way into the kitchen. Sorry, this has turned into a Vance boo rather than a discussion of the very important subject of discussing your inside leg measurement in public, or worse. I'm trying to think of other examples, because it does happen all the time. I can't remember, there was another one recently, but I can't remember what it was. There you go, man, this is your water. Maybe that'll be enough for now, but other examples, on a postcard, or a boo, obviously not incriminating anybody, preferably. I need to do some tidying. So that's my contribution for now. I have noted that there are lots of boos on this subject, and I shall attempt to listen to a good number of them. And I may well be back, maybe, at some point. I'll leave you to the sound of Vance drinking.